And we'll wait just a minute before we get into the formal presentation.
所以我们要等一下，等我们正式开始讲。
So I'll just give you a brief overview introduction, and then we will pray, and then we'll get into the study.
现在我想给大家一个简单的介绍，然后呢，我们再开始祷告，祷告我们开始学习。
1 Corinthians chapters 11, 12, 13, 14 are all about behavior in the church meetings.
所以呢，这个是《格林多前书》第十一章、第十二章、第十三章、第十四章呢，所有的都是讲到我们在教会里聚会的时候应该有的行为规范。They
are very important because many so-called churches don't follow the rules as they're set out in these four chapters.
所以这个呢是非常重要的，因为大多数教会呢，当他们聚会的时候呢，他们并不遵循在这个四章里所设立的这样的一个聚会规则。And
because the problems were so common in the days of the Corinthians, and also because they're common in our day, it would appear that it's very natural for people to make mistakes in these areas.
这个呢，当时呢，在那个哥林多教会的那个时代呢，是非常普遍的。在我们当今的这个时代呢，这些问题呢，也是很普遍的。这个呢，就是说呢，意味着就是人们在聚会的时候呢，很容易去犯这些错。So
for a very simple summary, the problems of chapter 11 are the problems of the head covering and the Lord's Supper.
这个简短的说呢，在第十一章里呢，基本上是讲到的关于那种蒙头，还有是领圣餐。And
many people say the head covering regulations are not important, and others have failed to recognize the significance of the Lord's Supper.
所以有些人呢，他们认为呢，就是说呢，蒙头呢并不是重要的。
Many churches, excuse me, instead of making the Lord's Supper a priority, simply tack it on at the end of a service sometime.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们就是简单的，就是说把那个领圣餐呢放在他们聚会结束之后。
Chapter 12, among other things, is there to teach us that we all have spiritual gifts and we must all use our spiritual gifts.
第十二章呢，告诉我们呢，我们所有的人呢，都有属灵的恩赐，所以我们必须呢，利用我们这个属灵的恩赐。
And many churches operate in such a way that it would appear that the minister or the priest is the only one that's important. Everybody else simply comes and puts some money in the collection.
所以很多教会呢，他们只是说是那个他们的牧师啊，或者说那个他们教会的讲道的人呢，就那几个人是最重要的，其他的人呢，他们不重要，他们只是来教会交奉献就可以了。And
of course, that is very wrong.
当然，这个是非常错的。God
expects all his children to be active in his work, in whatever way he has gifted them.
所以神呢，希望呢，所有的人呢，都在教会里很活跃。不管是说神赐给他们怎么样的恩赐，他们都会用在教会。
Chapter 13 is all about love and basically teaches that it doesn't matter what you do if you've got lots of money, lots of ability, lots of organization. lots of faith, none of that will work unless you have love. The work of God must be based on love.
第十三章呢，教导的呢就是爱。 就是这里讲到的爱呢，它就是非常重要的。就是说，不管你有什么，不管你是有钱也好，你有那个组织也好，你有其他的，就算是有信心也好，如果你没有爱的话，这一切都归为乌有。And
then in our generation, many Christians, many people who say they're Christians, many of them say that we must learn to speak in tongues. We must have miraculous evidence in our lives.
在我们这一代呢，很多的人呢，他们自称为他们是基督徒的人呢。他们说呢，在我们现在，我们要必须学会讲方言，也必须要在我们的人生中看到很多的奇迹。
And so somebody will ask you one day, are you a Christian? And you'll say yes.
所以有一天呢，如果有人问你说你是基督徒吗？你说我是。
And they will say, do you speak in tongues?
他们会说你会讲任何的方言吗？
And you will probably say, no, I don't.
你有可能就说不，我不会讲。
And then they will say, well, you have a major problem because if you're a Christian, you've got to speak in tongues.
所以呢，他们会说呢，啊，你的问题可大了。如果你是基督徒呢，你应该会讲方言。And
so, among other things, that's addressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
所以这些呢，还除了其他事情以外呢，这就是在第十四章，哥林多前书第十四章要讲到的。And
you may find it a little confusing, excuse me, as we go through it. Don't be alarmed if you're a little confused.
所以呢，这个说呢，你可能发现呢，在我们这个里面呢，你有点会搞到感到糊涂，感到混淆。但是如果你觉得糊涂了，你不要紧张，因为这是就是这样的。When
we get to the end of the chapter, there will be some things said that will clarify in your mind exactly what is going on.
因为当我们在来到这个第十四章结尾的时候呢，就会说一些东西，让你的思路呢变得非常的清晰了。All
right, all of that is an introduction. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into the text.
所以呢，这所有的一切呢都是一个介绍。我们先来祷告，祷告，然后进入我们的正文。Lord,
we want to thank you again for saving us.
主啊，我们再次感谢您呢，拯救了我们。
And our prayer is that you will teach us from the Word of God so that we might do God's work, God's way.
所以我们的祷告是呢，您能够教导我们神的话，这样呢，我们可以做神的工，以神的方式。
So help us now as we continue on this subject.
所以求您的帮助我们，在我们继续在学习这个主题的时候。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I think we got down to the end of verse 5 last time. And so we'll just keep on reading and we'll pick up the logic as we go.
因为我认为上次呢，我们是停在第五节呢。第五节以后呢，所以呢，我们要继续的往下读，这样让那个逻辑性比较连贯。
Verse 6 says, but now, brethren, if I come to you speaking in tongues or with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching?
第六节说，弟兄们，我到你们那里去，若只说方言，不用启示，或知识，或预言，或教导给你们讲解，我对你们有什么益处呢？
He's basically saying, I've got to speak to you in a language that you can understand.
基本上说呢，我必须用一个你们能懂的语言跟你们讲。
And he says in verse 7, even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played?
第七节继续说，就是那些有声音无生命的物，或箫或琴，若发出来的声音没有分别，怎能知道所吹所弹的是什么呢？
Verse 8, for if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, excuse me, who will prepare himself for battle?
八节说，若吹无定的号声，谁能预备打仗呢？
So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking unto the air.
说你们也是如此，舌头若不能说容易明白的话，怎能知道所说的是什么呢？这就是向空气说话了。
Now, there's a distinction made here between what we understand the speaking in tongues in chapter 2 of Acts and now the speaking in tongues in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians.
这里呢有一个区别，区别呢在那个我们在使徒行传第二章里他们讲的方言和哥林多前书第十四章讲到的方言，这里面是有一个区别的。
Okay, so in Acts chapter 2, the people who were speaking in tongues were speaking a language that they did not understand, but their audience understood.
这个里面呢，在使徒行传第二章里，他们讲方言的那些人呢，他们自己不懂，但是呢，他们的听众却懂。
But what we have here is people speaking in a language that the speaker didn't understand, but the audience didn't understand it either.
因为我们在第哥林多前书第十四章这里讲到的呢，那些讲方言的呢，讲方言的人他们不懂，但是呢，那些听方言的人也不懂。
So you'll find today people will talk about speaking in tongues and they say it's good because that's what was done in the book of Acts, but it was a different tongues in Acts than you have here.
但是呢，你会听到有些人说呢，啊，你能讲方言呢是很好的，因为这是在使徒行传第二章里他们所做的，但是呢，那个方言呢和这里所讲到的方言呢是有区别的。
So if I were to come to you,And I were to start speaking Swahili.
所以呢，如果我来到你这里，我跟你们讲 Swahili.
You wouldn't understand Swahili, and I wouldn't understand Swahili.
你听不懂 Swahili, 我也听不懂 Swahili.
And it certainly wouldn't do you any good if I spoke Swahili, and it wouldn't do me much good because it wouldn't be speaking to my mind at all. I don't know Swahili.
但是呢，如果我跟你讲 Swahili 呢，对你没有任何的好处，对我自己也没有任何的好处，因为当我讲 Swahili 的时候呢，我对我自己的大脑呢，我也听不懂。
All right, so verse 10 then goes on to say, there are, it may be, so many kinds of languages in the world, none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I do not know the meaning of the language,I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me.
第十节说，世上的声音也有许多种，却没有一样是无意思的。因此，我若不明白那声音的意思，这说话的人必把我当成蛮夷人，我也把这说话的人当成蛮夷人。
We won't understand. I won't understand what is said, and they won't understand what I said.
所以呢，我不懂，他们不懂我说的，我也不懂他们说的。
So verse 12 says, even so you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel.
第十二节说呢，你们也是如此。既然热心属灵的恩赐，就当寻求那能多造就教会的恩赐。
So if you were going to seek to benefit the church, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you would want to be able to speak in such a way that the people who listen to you hear you, understand you.
所以呢，你要让对一个教会你演讲，你要讲到那个教会，就像在哥林多前书第十二章你所讲到的，你会用一种语言，那个让你那个听众能够听得懂的，这样你一讲的话呢，就对那个教会呢就有益处。Therefore,
he says, verse 13, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret.
第十三节继续说呢，所以那说未知方言的，就当祷告，求能翻出来。Okay,
so somehow you may be able to speak in sounds that are another language, but if you can't interpret, the people who hear you cannot understand, that is not good.
所以呢，有时候呢，你可能会讲另一个你自己能够懂的语言，但是呢，如果你自己懂的语言别人不懂，也没有人翻出来的话呢，对你和对听众呢都没有好处。So
verse 14 says, if I pray in a tongue or in another language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful.
第十四节说呢，我若用未知的方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，但对我的理解却没有果效。So
if I say something that I think is important, if I don't understand it and you don't understand it, it's not really going to help you. It might help my spirit, but it's not going to help my mind. I can't understand it. You can't understand it.
如果呢，我要是跟你讲一件非常重要的事情，但是呢，我却用一种你也不懂、我也不懂的语言去讲的话呢，那么说对你来说没有任何益处，但是呢，有可能对我的灵里呢有益处，但是对我的思想没有任何的益处。So
Paul says, all right, what's the answer? Verse 15, what is the result then? I will pray with my spirit, and I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, and I will also sing with understanding.
所以使徒保罗在第十五节里，他是这样讲的：那到底要怎么样呢？我要用灵祷告，也要用理解祷告；我要用灵歌唱，也要用理解歌唱。
All right, so I say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to speak, but I'm going to speak with my understanding so that you can hear with your understanding. Both are important.
所以呢，这个呢，你说我要跟神说话，我要跟主说话呢，那么说呢，我要去用一种我能理解的语言去跟主说话，你也能够理解的，这样呢，对我的理解呢是有好处的，但对你呢，同样呢也是有好处的。
Now, some people, I guess, say, if I speak in an unknown language, it's the Spirit of God who's speaking through me, and the Spirit of God is saying something that's very important. It's just, I don't understand it, and you don't understand it.
有些人说呢，如果我去讲一种我不懂的方言的话呢，那就是说神的圣灵呢跟我讲话，通过我讲出这种方言，那么神的圣灵呢要通过我告诉你们一些重要的事情，但是呢，这个方言呢我不懂，你也不懂。
And therefore, Paul says, don't do that. Pray that you might speak with your own understanding and speak in a way that other people can understand as well.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，你不要那么做。那么你要去讲话呢，你要讲一个你自己能理解的，同样呢，也要去讲别人能够理解的。
Now, verse 16 talks about what would happen if that were not the case.
所以呢，第十六节呢，就是讲到那些如果跟上面那些无关的话。Verse
16 says, otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say?
就是那句说，否则当你用灵祝谢的时候，那在座不同方言的人既然不明白你的话，怎能在你感谢的时候说阿门呢？
You can't say Amen if you don't understand what was said.
所以呢，如果你不理解他讲的是什么，你不能说阿门。
So you probably notice that very often when we pray, I say Amen, either during or at the end of the prayer.
所以你们都会发现呢，我在祷告会的时候，就是在其他人祷告的时候呢，在他们祷告的中间，我会说阿门，在结束的时候呢，我也会说阿门。
And I say Amen because I agree with what has been prayed, and I too want that to happen. I'm asking God as well as the man who's speaking.
所以呢，我说阿门呢，就是因为我同意那个人他所向神请求的，我也自己呢也想让神向提出这样的请求，我也要想要神这样做，所以我说阿门。
So basically, I've got almost a habit, and my habit is that at the end of people's prayer, I also say Amen.
所以呢，我基本上呢有这么个习惯，这个习惯呢，当人们祷告结束的时候呢，我也会说阿门。
But I have a problem.
但是我有个问题。
Sometimes the prayer is all in Mandarin.
有时候呢，祷告呢是用国语祷告的。And
I listen to you pray in Mandarin.
我们听你们用国语祷告。And
when the prayer is over, you say Amen.
当那个祷告结束时候，你们都说阿门。And
I don't say anything.
我就却什么都不说。Because
I don't know what the prayer was.
因为我完全不懂那个祷告的是什么。
How can I say Amen if I don't know what it was you were praying?
因为我怎么可能说阿们，如果我不理解你所说的是什么呢？
I believe you, and I believe that you're praying a good prayer, and I believe that if I could listen to it and understand it, I would say Amen, but I cannot say Amen if I don't understand it.
所以呢，我相信你们，我相信你们呢，我知道你们的祷告呢都是很好的祷告。但是如果我能够理解呢，我就会说阿门。但是呢，我完全听不懂你说的是什么的时候呢，这个时候呢，我不能说阿门。So
verse 17 says, "For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified."
第17节说，你感谢的固然是好，但不能造就别人。
Verse 18 and 19, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet, in the church, I would rather speak five words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue.
第18节、第19节说，我感谢我的神，我说方言比你们众人还多，但在教会中宁可用理解说五句。 教导人的话语，强如说万句未知的方言。So
in the church, we speak with understanding, and we don't speak with tongues that nobody can understand.
所以在教会里，当我们讲话的时候呢，我们要讲的别人能理解的，我们不讲那些别人理解不了的方言。So
if I were to speak to you, 10,000 words in a language you could not understand, it would be of less value than if I gave you five words that you could understand.
那如果我跟你讲10,000句，就是说你完全听不懂的话，那就不如我跟你讲5句你能听懂的话。
Now verse 21 says, In the law it is written, with men of other lips, Sorry, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not hear me, says the Lord.
第21节说，律法上记着说，主说，我要用说别国方言的舌头和嘴唇，向这百姓说话。虽然这样，他们还是不听从我。Therefore,
tongues are not for, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe.
第二个就是因此说方言，不是为信的人做迹象，而是为不信的人；说预言，不是为了不信的人，而是为信的人。
So in Acts chapter 2, the speaking in tongues by those who received the Holy Spirit, that was for a sign for unbelievers. They recognized it was miraculous that these people could speak a tongue, speak a language they did not understand, and therefore they became believers. 3,000 of them that day.
所以这个呢，在《使徒行传》第二章里呢，他们那个讲的那个方言呢，是为了给那些不信的人一个迹象，给他们传福音呢，让他们知道看见了这个神迹，看到这样的事情以后，他们就可以相信。所以呢，在那一天呢，有3000人得救了。
Verse 23, therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, all kinds of different languages being spoken, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? You're all crazy in that church.
第二三节说呢，所以全教会聚在一起的时候呢，若都说方言，若有不同方言的或者是不信的人进来，岂不是说你们疯了吗？其实呢，就是说你整个教会的人都发疯了。
Everybody in the church speaking at the same time, speaking different languages, and nobody understands what's being said. They would say, "You're crazy there."
因为每一个人呢，在教会里呢，他们都同时讲话，同时讲话讲的话呢，就是没有人互相都不理解，也没有人给理解。那么有人看见，他就会说：“你们真的是发疯了。
All right, verse 24. But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he's convinced by all. He's judged by all. If a man is speaking English and everybody can understand English, the man comes in, he hears the Spirit of God speaking through the English language, and he says, God's there. I'm convinced they're right, I'm wrong.
你这个呢？第二句说，若都说语言，有不信的进来，或是不同方言的人进来，就被众人所说的劝服，被众人所说的审明。所以呢，就是说呢，如果说呢，我用英语来讲，英语来讲的话呢，如果有人进来，他懂英语，懂英语呢，他就听懂了我跟他说的事情。他都说现在听懂跟他说事情，他就说呢，啊，神呢通过他跟我讲话，所以我被说服了，所以我是错的，神是对的。
Verse 25, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed as he hears the truth of God clearly spoken in a language he can understand. Thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you.
这个呢，第25节说，他心里的秘密，显露出来，就必将脸伏地敬拜神，说神真是在你们中间呐。
All right, so in summary, excuse me, what was going on in Corinth was that people were speaking a language that they did not understand and that the audience did not understand.
一总结一下呢，就是当时在哥林多教会存在的问题呢，其实他们就是说是那个讲道的人呢，用一种他们听众不懂的语言，他自己不懂的语言讲道，然后下面的人呢讲的话呢，也是一个他们自己不懂的那个语言去说话，去祷告。
But they said, the reason we're doing this is because it's the Holy Spirit of God who is telling us what to say. He is speaking in this unknown language.
所以这个呢，但是呢，他们却狡辩说呢，我说的，我们说方言，说没有人能够懂的这个话呢，是因为神的圣灵通过我们去讲话。 他的神的圣灵呢，要我们去讲这种大家都听不懂的语言。
And you will meet people today who are Christians, call themselves Christians, and they will say, you too should speak in a language that you don't understand and that we don't understand.
今天呢，你会碰到一些基督徒，他们自称为是基督徒的这样的人呢，他说你也应该去讲那种方言，讲那种你不懂的，我也不懂的方言。
And they may tell you how to speak that language.
他们有可能教你怎么去讲方言。
And they will tell you that it is a sign that the Holy Spirit of God is among you.
他说呢，他们会告诉你，如果你能讲这个呢，就是一个迹象，说明圣灵在你里面。
Now, Vic and I were talking about this morning. What is the sign that the Holy Spirit has come upon us?
所以今天呢，我跟老王早晨讨论过这个问题，就是说呢，圣灵降在我们身上有什么迹象呢？
And Long Hu was talking about it as well. Or Long, rather. No. Long Hu, that's right. Long Hu was talking about it.
所以何浪呢，他也讲到过这个主题。
Okay, what is the sign that the Spirit of God has come to us?
所以呢，那么神的圣灵降在我们身上有什么样的迹象呢？
In Acts chapter 2, it was a visible sign, flames of fire, or looking like fire, coming down on the people who were there.
所以呢，这个呢，就是在《使徒行传》第二章呢，就是像火焰，火焰就是说火焰像火焰的东西来到降下来在人的肩上。
And sometimes the ability of the person who received the Holy Spirit to speak in a language he didn't understand, but the audience did understand.
所以呢，以某种方式呢，这个讲话的人呢，他讲出一种他自己不懂的语言，但是呢，那些听的人他懂。
Now the people that you meet today will say, the proof that we have the Holy Spirit is that you can speak in a tongue that you don't understand and that nobody else understands.
所以今天呢，有些人跟你讲的呢，他就是证明那个圣灵在你里面的一个迹象呢，就是说你会讲一种方言，你不懂，听的人也不懂。
These people, often very good people, will be very convincing, and they'll simply say, you must learn to speak in this unknown language to prove that you have the Holy Spirit, and that is not the case.
所以呢，这些人呢，他们通常呢，也是一些好人。好人呢，他们呢，极有说服力。他们通常呢，会试图说服你说，你要是去讲方言，这样呢，就能证明圣灵在你里面。但是呢，这完全是不对的。
All right, so now we're going to go to get what are called the regulations for the use of this gift and some other gifts.
所以现在呢，我们要继续呢，谈到那些，就说你有什么恩赐，你怎么样去用这些恩赐的一些规则。
Regulation number one in verse 26.
所以第26节是规则之一。
It says, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
也就是说呢，弟兄们，到底要怎么样呢？你们聚在一起的时候，个人会有诗歌，会有教导，会有方言，会有启示，会有翻出来的话，凡事都为造就人而做。
So rule number one, and there are many rules here, I will lose count, but number one is this. If you're going to be doing something in the meetings of the church, you must do it for the benefit of all, not for your own benefit or the benefit of just somebody else.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，有很多的规则，这是第一条规则。到时候呢，我可能会手烂了，但是这个是规则第一条。第一条呢，就是说，如果你要在教会里做什么事情的话呢，你要做这件事情，要是造就教会里所有的人，这个呢，你要这么去做，并不是仅仅只为了造就你自己，或者造就一些人。
The argument is that when people speak in tongues, they don't know the language, their audience doesn't know the language, their understanding doesn't know the language, but the Spirit of God, they say, is speaking to my heart.
所以这里面呢，通常的那些的讲方言的人呢，他讲一种他自己不懂的，然后听众也不懂的，他的自己的思想也不理解的，所以呢，他们通常说呢，这是神的圣灵跟我的心灵说话，告诉我这些事情。
If that were the case, you certainly wouldn't do it in the church, because in the church it's not for your benefit, for my benefit, it is for the benefit of all.
所以这个呢，如果是这样的话呢，你不要在教会里这样去做，因为这个教会里呢，它不是为了你的益处，也不是为了我的益处，是所有为了所有在教会的会众的益处。
All right, verse 27.
第2、7节。
Regulation numbers 2 and 3.
所以这是第二条和第三条规则。
If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret.
第7节说呢，若有说未知方言的，就两个人，最多三个人，而且要能着说，也要一个人翻出来。
So I'm going to give you three here. This is numbers 2, 3, and 4. The second one is, if anyone speaks, let there be two or at the most three. In a church service, there would only be two people speaking in tongues or at the most three people speaking in tongues.
所以呢，我现在给出你第二条和第三条规则。第二条、第三条规则说呢，就若有说方言的呢，在教会里呢，这只好两个人，但是最多呢，只能有三个人来讲方言。
In most places today, where the churches speak in tongues, this rule is ignored.
所以呢，在当今的有些教会里面呢，他们讲方言的这些教会呢，他们完全不顾这样的规则。
Rule number three, if there's going to be speaking in tongues in a church, it must be each in turn.
所以呢，第三条呢，如果真的要在教会里讲方言的话呢，要能着讲。
And the churches that practice speaking in tongues today, and there are a great many, those churches will find that very often more than one person is talking at the same time.
所以呢，今天呢，那些在教会里讲方言的那些教会呢，如果你去看，你会发现呢，他们大多数时候都有超过三个以上的人同时在讲方言。
And rule number four, let one interpret. You ought to only speak in tongues if there were an interpreter.
所以呢，第四条规则就是说呢，要一个人把它翻译出来。所以呢，你只有在有翻译在场的情况下才讲方言。
That's why Roy comes to this meeting.
这就是为什么我来参加这个会议。
Okay, I speak in English.
所以我讲英语。
You don't all understand all my English.
你们不是所有的人都理解我讲的所有的英语。
And so, Roy has to interpret.
所以呢，若隐呢必须翻译出来。
Okay, now if Roy couldn't interpret, I would get one of the others of you to interpret.
如果呢，若隐不能翻呢，我会找出你们其中的一个人来翻。
And if there was none to interpret, I would simply say to Vic, all right, Vic, I'm sorry. I can't speak clearly to these people. Vic, you preach to them in Chinese. I won't understand, but you will, and they will.
因为这个呢，如果呢，你们中间没有一个人能翻出来，那么说呢，我就必须对老王说，老王，那么现在呢，你必须跟他们讲道，我不讲，你用中文跟他们讲。你用中文讲的时候呢，他们大多数人呢，都能懂，但我虽然我不懂，但是你们却全都懂。
Those are the rules.
这就是规则。
Now verse 28. But if there is no one to interpret, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. But don't speak if there's no interpreter.
这个第28节说，若没有人翻，就当在教会中闭口，只对自己和神说就好了。如果这里没有翻译呢，你不要去讲。
All right, now verse 29.
现在第29节。
Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge.
做先知说话的只要两个人或三个人，其余的人就当慎思明辨。So
we shouldn't have a multiplicity of preachers in the meeting. Get two or three preachers, they preach, everybody else listens, but we don't have an unlimited number of preachers in a preaching service.
所以呢，其实呢，我们要有多个的那个讲道人在我们教会的这些聚会的当中，就是呢，我们要有很多这个的，我们不会说是要很多的，就是无限的人来讲。
And the same thing is true, verse 30. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent.
所以第30节讲，若旁边坐着得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言。So
if I say something that doesn't make much sense,
如果我说点什么完全无厘头的话。
Then one of you say, Harold, I understand that better than you do. Let me explain.
所以你们其中一个就说呢, Harold, 我比你理解的要深刻一些, 那让我来说吧。
And I keep silent, and one of you, brethren, explain what I was unable to make clear.
所以呢，这个时候我就要保持沉默。你们其中的一个弟兄呢，就要出来把我没讲清楚的事情讲清楚。And
it says verse 31 now, for you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
第三就是因为你们都可以一个一个的说预言，叫众人学习，叫众人得安慰。
So the plan here is that when we come together as a church, we come in order each to help the others.
所以的计划是这样的，如果我们每个人来到教会呢，我们来到教会的目的呢，是互相帮助。And
that each learn from the others.
然后呢，互相学习。And
then verse 32 says, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
所以第32节说，众先知的灵是顺服众先知的。
All right, so it's possible for me to preach sometime and say something, and the others, brethren in the assembly, say, Harold, that is wrong.
所以呢，如果呢，就是有这种可能性，我在教会里呢。 讲道，我说什么？但是其他的弟兄呢？说Harold，你讲错了。So
if that happened, what would I do?
所以如果这样的事情发生呢，我应该怎么做？
Well, what I should do is I should say, I thought I was right, but you brethren say I'm wrong. Therefore, I will keep quiet and I will listen to you. You correct me and you say what is right.
所以呢，那么说呢，我就说呢，我认为我讲的是对的，但是你说我讲错了，那么呢，你们弟兄呢，你们就起来讲，你们或者纠正我说我说错了什么。
Now, human pride might say, I'm not wrong. I got this from God, and I am right, and you, brethren, are wrong.
所以呢，作为你人的那个骄傲，他会说呢，啊，我没有错，我没根本就没有讲错，因为我是从神那里得到这个的，你们这些弟兄们才是错的。
And we could have a fight.
我们可能会有一个争论。
And I've got to say, no, no. My brethren, I have got to be subject to my brethren. Even if I'm a prophet, I have got to be subject to the other prophets.
所以呢，我说不，我不能跟他们斗，不能跟他们争，因为呢，我是一个先知，我在讲道，但是我必须顺服在其他的讲道的先知之下。
Now, this was especially a problem in Corinth.
这个呢，当时呢，在哥林多教会是一个特别的问题。
And the reason that it was a problem is that the prophets would say, I didn't read this in the Bible. I couldn't read it in Ephesians. I didn't read it in Titus. Those books weren't written yet.
所以呢，当时呢，那些讲先知呢，他们可能会讲，就是说呢，我没有读到这个，我没有读到这个在后面的那个提多书里，我们也读到那个在后面的提摩太书里，因为那个时候那些书还没写出来。
And I might say, I got this from God. I just didn't make it up. I didn't even read it in the Bible. I got it from God, and God is the one who gave it to me. Therefore, I'm right and you are wrong.
所以呢，我会说呢，我是从神这里得到这样的信息的，这是神说的，不是我编出来的。所以呢，我讲的应该就是对的，你们呢，应该是错的。
So now again, verse 32 is the Spirit, the prophet must be subject to the other prophets.
所以再一次呢，强调呢，就是说呢，在第32节里，众先知的您呢，是顺服众先知的。
Now, I have a friend who was in a relatively good church a while ago, and she heard the preacher say something. And when the meeting was over, she went up to him and she said, Excuse me, brother, but I think you're wrong there. The Bible says such and such. You didn't say that. You were wrong.
因为我有一个朋友，他在其他的一个教会里，一个应该是一个很好的教会。有一次呢，他在教会里听那个先知，听那个讲道的人讲道。那个讲道结束以后呢，他就跟说呢，他说啊，不好意思，你讲错了，因为圣经里没有这么说。
So, what do you think the preacher said?
你认为那个讲道的人他怎么说的？
He simply said, I'm the preacher, you're not, I'm right, you're wrong.
他说呢，我是讲道的人，你不是，所以呢，我是对的，你是错的。
That's not what the Bible says.
这并不是圣经说的。
But very, very easy for the preacher or the prophet to be proud and assume that he is right.
所以呢，这个呢是非常容易的，对这些讲道人或者说先知呢，假设他们是对的，你们是错的。
So verse 33 now says regarding the meetings of the church, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Everything in the church must be done on the basis of order, not of confusion.
第33节说呢，因为神不是叫人混乱，而是叫人安静，像在圣徒们的众教会一样。所以呢，这里基本上说呢，神的规则呢，是不是说要在教会里造成混乱，是要一切的都按照规则来。
And now rule number five in verse number 34.
现在呢, 第五条规则在第34节里。
It says, let your women keep silence in the church, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says.
第三十节说,你们的妇女在众教会中要闭口不言,因为不准他们说话,吩咐他们要顺服,正如律法也是这么说的。Now,
most of the churches in our part of the world today that have a practice of speaking in tongues, most of them allow the women to do the speaking. The Bible says no.
所以呢,在我们世界上呢,大多数的教会呢,他们就是说在教会里允许讲方言,同样呢,允许让女性讲道。其实呢,这个圣经说的,不能,你不能这么做。All
right, so verse 35 says, and if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is a shameful thing for women to speak in church.
第35节继续说呢,他们要若要学什么,可以在家里问自己的丈夫,因为妇女在教会中说话是羞耻的。So
the principle is that the women ask their husbands at home the answer to the question. What if the husband doesn't know the answer?
现在的问题呢,就是说呢,让那个女性呢,回家去问他们的丈夫。 但是呢,如果她回家问他们丈夫的时候呢,他们丈夫不知道答案,怎么办呢?
And if the husband is a believer, he should know the answer.
如果呢,她的丈夫是个信徒,她应该知道答案。
And if a husband who's a believer doesn't know the answer, then he should ask the question. And he should get an answer so that he can answer his wife's question.
所以呢,如果这个丈夫呢,他不知道那个答案呢,他应该来问问题。他问的问题以后呢,他得到了答案呢,他回家呢,可以回答他的妻子。So,
what if you had, what if your husband were not a believer?
所以呢,现在情况是,如果你的丈夫不是信徒怎么办?
And the answer is, then you would probably ask the question of one of the men in the church, but not in the middle of a meeting. You would ask him in a private context so that the church will carry on as God intended.
所以这个里面呢,就是说呢,那么解决方法呢,你就是去问一个在教会里的一个弟兄。 但是呢,不是说在教会的会议正进行中去问,你应该在教会的会议结束以后私下去问,因为在教会的举行会议的时候呢,神是在那里的。All
right, we're going to proceed to the end of the chapter, but we're going to have questions and summaries, and we'll probably have to go on to next week to get all the questions. I want you to be able to put questions on this, but let's just finish up the chapter now.
所以呢,我们就说呢,已经接近我们这一章的结尾了。结尾的时候呢,这中间呢,你们应该呢,有很多的问题。有很多的问题呢,就是说呢,我们会给时间你们回答问题。如果问题太多呢,我们有可能也延续到下一个星期,就是把你的问题先准备好,让我们先呢结束这一章。
Verse 36 answers, asks some revealing questions.
所以第36节呢,就是呢,问了一些就是说是显现出来的问题。
It says, or did the word of God come originally from you?
说什么,神的道其实从你们出来的吗?
Many people who make the mistakes that are rejected in this particular chapter. Many people today say, we speak in tongues because God has got something additional to say to us that is not said in Scripture. We need to know it. God has given it to us. Therefore, we speak in tongues.
所以呢，今天呢，很多去讲方言的人呢，他们拒绝这一章的规则的人，他说呢，是因为神他要跟我们讲多一点的话，讲一些更多的那些话，他并没有记载在圣经里。神要通过我们讲其他的话，圣经里没有的话，这样呢，因此我们就讲方言。
Paul is basically saying that is not the case in Corinth, and certainly not the case in Vancouver, 2,000 years later.
所以使徒保罗说呢，那个在当时的哥林多教会呢，不是这样子的。那么当然呢，在2001年以后，在温哥华的教会也不是这个样子的。
A lot of people say, this is so important, I have got to tell you because nobody else knows the truth.
所以呢，有些人说呢，这个是如此的重要，我必须去要告诉你，因为其他的人都不知道这个真理。
And the answer is no, you're not that important. You're not the only one who has received the truth from God.
所以答案是不是的？你不是那一位，唯一一位最重要的人。你不是一位神呢，必须对你一个人说话的那样一个人。
And the great man of God, Harry Ironside, once said this.
所以呢，有一个伟大的属神的人呢，他名字叫 Harry Ironside，是这么说的。
He said, when I learn something that is new in my study of the Bible, he says, I have learned I must not say anything about it for at least 5 years.
所以呢，他说呢，如果我在圣经里读到了一个全新的东西，只有我知道，没有任何人知道，那么在5年之内呢，我学会呢，不去跟别人讲。
Then he says, and after 5 years, I've usually learned one of two things.
所以呢，他说呢，在5年之后呢，通常呢，我会学到两样东西，一样或两样东西。
Either number one, what I learned is not new, ever some others knew about it before.
所以呢，第一个呢，就是我学到的东西呢，不是全新的，因为之前就已经人学到过。
Or number two, I was wrong. It's a good thing I didn't tell anybody.
所以呢，第二条呢，是我错了，但是呢，因为我没有告诉其他的人，所以这是一件好事。
Now the Corinthian says, I've got to speak because nobody else knows this.
所以当时的哥林多人说呢，我必须要讲，因为没有人知道这件事情。
God says, no, you've got to do it God's way. Other people will find out, other people know.
所以呢，神说呢，不，你要必须要做神的工，神的道，其他的人呢，都会迟早会发现。
And then the second half of the question in verse 36 is, or was it only you that heard this truth? Nobody else heard it, you heard it.
所以第36节的下半部分说：“岂是单临到你们吗？就是没有其他的人听到过，只是说你们听到了吗？”
And the answer is no, that's not the case. Others can't hear it, have heard it. You're not the most important person in the church.
答案说呢，不是的。如果你能听到，其他的人也能听到。你们并不是说在教会里最重要的那一部分人。
Now it's possible for people to think they are very important. So verse 37 says, if anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, then let him acknowledge that the things that I'm writing unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
所以呢，就是有可能呢，有些人认为他们是最重要的，所以在第37节，使徒保罗说：“若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。
And then verse 38 says, if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant.
”第38节说：“若有人无知，就由他无知吧。”
If you won't bow to this, then carry on in your ignorance, but don't disobey.
所以呢，如果你呢，不知道这些事情，那么你就继续无知吧。但是不要悖逆。
Therefore, brethren, despise not to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues.
第30节说，所以弟兄们， 要切莫说预言，也不要禁止说方言。
And now rule number six.
但是现在是第六条规则。
In the church, let all things be done decently and in order.
第四十节说呢，凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
The church were going off in different directions, each one doing his own thing. One person talking, another person not talking, another person speaking in tongues, others, some people translating or interpreting. It was all confusion. God says, no, the church services are to be done decently and in order.
所以呢，教会里呢都各行己路，自己朝着自己的方向去走。有些人呢讲方言呢，有些人呢不讲，有些人说话呢，有些人不说，有些人这个去说回来，有个人翻译，有些人不翻译。所有的人呢都是以其极其混乱的方式在一起。所以神说你们不能这样。神说呢，凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
All right. Well, that's the end of chapter 14, and I went a little faster than I had thought. Do you have some questions on this subject or related subjects?
所以这个里面呢，就是现在是第十四章的结尾，我稍微的呢，走得快了一点。所以呢，现在呢，你们可以问问题呢，关于这一章的这个主题的问题，或者说是关于这个相关的问题，都可以问。
我问个问题，刚才说这个说方言，说的这个语言，他自己也不懂，别人也不懂。那么就是说，他说的这种语言，实际上并不是一种现存的语言，并不是真正的一种语言，是他是不是精神有问题，自己乱说的这种语言。否则的话，他如果自己不懂，他就不会说的那种语言。我信。他既然自己也不懂，别人也不懂，那他说的不是真正的语言。就是不是现存的一种语言。
So, we could just wonder that if somebody speaks tongues, that he didn't understand, the others didn't understand, but he wants to see that tongues is, but that's the only that language is not exist anymore. This is not that kind of language. He just wondered that, is this person got a mental problem? Or just like, he just want to talk, to speak the tongues.
I'm not sure that we know all the answers to that, Vic.
所以呢，他跟老王说呢，我不确定呢，就是我们知道所有的答案。
But some of the answers I can give, and I'm just not sure which one is going to be the most beneficial. But let me just say a few things.
所以呢，我会给你一部分答案，部分答案呢，我不确定呢，可能哪一种答案呢，对你最有益处，所以我要来讲几样事情。
I hardly know where to begin. Let me say this, that in verse 18,
因为他不知道从哪里说起，让我们从第十八节来说。
Paul says, I speak with tongues more than you all.
那第十八节说，使徒保罗说呢，我说方言比你们众人还多。
I don't know precisely what he meant by that.
我不是很确定呢，使徒保罗说这个话是什么意思。
But it could be that he says he saw things that couldn't be uttered when he went to heaven. He said there were things in his life which were beyond him. He may have expressed himself in words that he could not understand, and others could not understand, but God understood.
所以呢，其实呢， 史罗保罗呢，他在他的那个人生的经历中呢，他去过几次天堂。他去到天堂的时候呢，他可能学到了一些语言在天堂里的，可能在那里呢学到以后呢，他现在呢下来以后呢，他可能就是说呢，他会有时候会表达自己一种他不懂的语言。其他的人也不懂的语言，但是神懂的。
That may be the case. I'm not sure at all that it was. I am sure of this, that we are not encouraged to seek God's wisdom and counsel that way.
所以呢，这个呢，我不是很确定他是不是这种情况。他也有可能是这种情况，但是我们呢不鼓励，我们去寻求神的建议，以这种方式去寻求神的帮助和建议。
The second insight onto this is that not always is the phenomenon of speaking in these kinds of tongues associated with the Spirit of God.
所以呢，另外一件事情呢，就是说，不是说所有的这些的他们所讲的这些音标啊，或者音节呢，是跟神呢有联系的。
It may be, in fact, the spirit of the devil who speaks in tongues this way.
所以呢，有可能呢是那个邪灵，就是魔鬼的邪灵呢。通过这些人呢去讲方言，在这种情况下，
So, if I were to speak in tongues now, there are three sources that I could claim.
所以呢，如果呢，我现在来讲方言呢，我可能有3个源头呢，我可以去得到。
I could say the Spirit of God is enabling me to speak in tongues.
我有可能说那是神的圣灵让我呢有能力说方言。
I could say it's just ignorance that's speaking in tongues, and I'm just babbling.
所以呢，我可以说呢，是因为我的无知，让我说这些方言，我只是在说胡话。
Or it could be that the evil one is speaking in tongues through me.
所以呢，还有可能就是那个。邪恶的那一位通过我来说方言。
And so, two or three stories on that.
今天这里呢有2到3个故事。
I've told you before, I think that the great man of God, Harry Ironside, had a brilliant mind.
今天我跟大家讲过，这个属神的这个伟大的人叫 Harry Ironside，他有一个极其聪明的大脑。
When he got older, he decided that he was going to learn to speak Mandarin.
那年纪大的时候呢，他决定呢，他去学国语。
And he learned a lot of Mandarin.
所以呢，他学了很多的国语。
One day he heard a man in a church speaking in tongues.
所以有一天呢，他听到一个人在教会里讲方言。
And he listened to the man, and he wasn't speaking in an unknown language. He was actually speaking in Mandarin.
所以呢，他注意听了一下，这个人呢，实际上并没有在讲一种未知的语言，他是在用国语在讲。
And he wasn't speaking good things about God. He was speaking blasphemous things about God. It was obvious that it was the devil who was speaking through him in what he thought was an unknown tongue, but it was actually Chinese.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，他当时呢，在讲神的坏话，他没有讲任何神的好话，他其实讲的话都是在亵渎神。亵渎神呢，当时呢，他以为别人都听不懂他讲的方言。其实这个讲话的呢，因为他讲的是中文，讲的是国语。
There was a man, I'm not sure much about him. He wanted spiritual enlightenment.
所以呢，我就是有一个人呢，我不确定他谁，他呢有一次呢， 这进入了一个就像是淋漓的亮光这样的。
I probably read about him in Time magazine.
所以呢，我可能是在那个《时代周刊》上看到他的。
He decided he wanted to know truth, so he went to India.
所以他决定呢，他要寻求真理，所以他去到了印度。
And he went up a mountain to speak to meet a guru, an Indian guru.
所以呢，他就到一个山上呢，会见一个印度的那个叫什么 guru 的，是印度的 guru。
He said, I knew when I got there, I was in the presence of a powerful man of God.
所以呢，他意识到呢，他到了那里的时候呢，他在一个就是说呢，非常有全能的属神的人面前。
He said, I knew that because when I got there, I immediately started speaking in tongues.
所以呢，他知道这个是因为他到了那里以后呢，他立即开始讲方言了。
Nothing to do with the Spirit of God at all.
但是呢，他所做的完全不是神的圣灵让他做的。
Everything to do with ancient, evil Indian religion.
所以呢，所有的事情做的呢，其实都是那种印度的那种邪恶，是那种。印度的神，他那种迷信。
So we're not really sure all that it is. I guess what we do know for sure is the way it's practiced today is almost universally wrong.
现在我们不是很确定那些东西到底是什么，但是呢，我们知道今天呢，他们去行这样的事情的呢，完全是错的。
I gave you six regulations.
我给了你6条规则。
And the six regulations are, I'll give them to you again. These are not commonly practiced today. Number one, verse 28, all things be done to edification. They're not done all to edification.
所以呢，我给你6条。第一条呢，就是说呢，当今所有做的事情呢，都是一定的。第一条规则是要有益于人，要造就人，但是他们所做的呢，都是不造就人的。
And the next rule is verse 27. There should be two or three mostly. When you go to a meeting, there's usually far more than two or three.
那这个里面呢，第二条规则是在第27节呢，就要2、3个人就好。他们所实践的呢，其实大多数都超过了2、3个人。
Number three, usually, it's not in turn, but it's all people speaking at once.
所以呢，通常呢，他不是说是2个人、2、3个人讲，他们所有人都一起讲。
Number four, there must be an interpreter.
第4条呢，他们必须有翻译。
And that's usually not the case.
这通常呢，他们是没有翻译的。
Number five, verse 34, the women are to be silent, but mostly in these churches, it's the women who are doing all the speaking in tongues.
所以这个呢，第5条呢，就是妇女在众教会中要闭口不言，但是呢，他们其实呢，在这样的时间，这样讲方言教会里呢，那些女性呢，都是在起来讲方言。
And number six, let all things be done decently and in order. And in fact, that is not usually the case.
那第6条呢，就是凡事都要规规矩矩的按照次序行。通常呢，在那些教会里，他们并没有是这样的情况。
So, Vic, I'm not sure that that addresses your question or not.
所以呢，他跟老王说，他不是很确定到底有没有针对到你的问题。
不过，在我们经验里，如果一种新语言不经过 practice，你就不会说。
这是什么？
我说，在我们经验里，一种新语言，你如果不经过训练，你就不会说，就不可能说出新语言来。他怎么说出来的呢？那方言。
So, he said that in experience that if not somebody was trained, but
it is not possible to speak that kind of language.
It would not be possible unless they were trained. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
No, they would say that you don't need training. They would say that the Spirit of God will teach you. You don't need to be trained.
所以呢，他说呢，就是说神的，他们通常讲的意思呢，就是说呢，你不用训练，你也会讲那种语言，因为神的圣灵会教你讲。
Now, they may try to teach you, but theoretically, they would say you don't need to be taught. The Spirit of God will do it automatically.
所以呢，他们有可能会试图去教你，去训练你，但是呢，他们说，训练是没必要的，因为神的圣灵会自动的教你。
They will tell you, if you are humble, the Spirit of God will teach you. You don't need training.
所以呢，他们会说呢，如果你足够的谦卑，神的圣灵呢会教你，你不用受到任何的训练。
All right, so I'm told that in China, there are many churches that practice this kind of activity. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's, I heard that in Richmond, BC, there's somebody even got some kind of like a program, a training program.
Okay.
If you join them, they will teach you how to speak tongues.
Yes.
Yeah. 所以我也听说过在 Richmond 有那样的人，他们专门办班，就是说呢，你到他那里去交钱呢，学习他会教你说方言。 So for that program, you have to pay. So I think they're just looking for money.
That could be, yeah. All right, any other questions or comments?
所以呢，大家还有没有其他的问题呢？或者是你的想法呢？
Oh, 我问一个，就是我在其他一个查经书上看到一个，就是说关于这个讲的34节说。 妇女不要讲到这件事情，然后他说就是在约珥书上，约珥书的2章29节吧，就在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，就他们要说方，还有一个就是使徒行传的2章17节也是，你们的儿女要说预言。 就是我要，还有18章说我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们要说预言。那这些都是女的，她也就是说，她们有这种讲预言，那她们怎么能说呢？
Sharon's question is that in verse 34, that says the woman should keep silence and so. Should remain silent in the church. So he said in the book of Joel and the other book, in the book of Acts, this is all said, I will teach your sons and daughters to speak tongues or speak something. So speak, to prophesy. So, but if they were taught, how can they comment as they didn't say to others?
Well, the prohibition verse 34 is, it says, let the women keep silent in the churches.
所以现在的主题呢，在第34节内呢，是妇女在教会里要闭口不言。
it doesn't say, let the women keep silent at home.
这并没说呢, 让妇女呢, 在家里也闭口不言。
It doesn't say, let the women not tell anybody when they go shopping or when they're on the street or when they meet the children or when they have a Bible study with the children or the women at home.
所以呢,他并没有说呢,让妇女在去购物的时候,在街上碰到人的时候,在带孩子的时候,在家里的时候,要闭口不言。
So I've given you some statistics before. I'll give them to you again.
所以呢,我以前跟你们讲过一个统计,今天呢,我会跟你们再说一遍。
The average man in the United States today speaks how many words in a day?
所以呢,在美国当今的那个男性,他一天呢,平均要讲多少个词?
Can you remember?
你们大家都记得吗?
1,000 words.
How much?
2,000.
2,000. Vic gets the points. 2,000.
所以2,000个词,就是Vic答对了。
How many words does the average woman speak?
7,000.
所以就是那平均女性一天讲多少个词?
Okay. So women, you just go right ahead and you talk about Jesus, but you don't you preach in the chapel, but you talk about Jesus everywhere. You learn about him and you talk about him, but not in the chapel.
所以你们女性呢,就是说呢,你们要,就是说到处,你们不管在哪里,都要告诉别人我们的主耶稣,就去跟别人讲,但是唯一的呢, 你在教会里你不要讲道。
I think if many of you were to preach in the chapel, you'd preach a whole lot better sermons than a lot of us men preach.
我认为你们这些女性呢，在教堂里呢，你们也做了很多的讲道，但是你们的讲道呢，有可能呢，比那些大多数的男的讲的都好。
But God says the men should be speaking in the chapel. They have got to learn. They have got to study. They have got to prepare. And frankly, they will tremble when they preach because it's not easy for them to talk. Easy for women to talk, but it's hard for men to talk.
因为这个呢,但是圣经的时候呢,神说呢,这个弟兄在教会里呢,他必须要去学习。 必须要去练习,必须要准备好,准备好在教会里讲道,讲道因为当他们讲道的时候,他们也要战战兢兢地去讲,因为对弟兄来说,讲话呢并不是件容易的事情,对你们姐妹们说呢,要说话呢就太容易了。
So it's in the church that the women don't talk, but they can talk anywhere else and everywhere else, and keep telling the people about Jesus.
所以呢,就是只是在教会里,妇女要闭口不言,在其他的任何的地方呢,你们爱说什么说什么,你们一定要去,不断地告诉别人我们的主耶稣。
Now I did the survey the other day, and I will, some of you may have been there, some not, but the survey was simple. I said, you came to 16th. Why did you come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? Was it because of the message of a man, or was it because of the message of a woman?
所以呢,我做了这么一个测验,测验呢,就是说你们有些人呢,可能就是说在这个测验里面测过,就是说就测验调查的,就是这个呢,就是说是你来到第十六届福音教会,你是因为第十六届福音教会的男弟兄讲的到了,还是因为在第十六届教会姐妹们讲的到了?
I asked, raise your hand if you came because of the message of the influence of a man. Nobody raised their hand.
所以我呢,求大家呢,说,如果是你从一个男的那里听到的这样的信息来到16的教会呢,举手,没有人举手。
I said, how many came because of the message and invitation of a woman? And almost everybody raised their hand.
那我说，那你们是因为某一个女性给你讲了，然后你来到第十六届福音教会的呢，就是举手，所以几乎所有人都举手。
Of course, the women preach, and the women teach, and they talk all about Jesus, but not in the church.
所以当然呢，就是那个妇女要讲道，要传道，但是呢，他们也会去教导，但是呢，肯定的不是在教会里。
那个约珥书上他说的，你们的儿女是要说预言，他不是平时的传道，是讲预言。那你预言在家里说，我觉得家里人怎么能知道？我觉得只有在教会当中才能断定他这个是不是真的假的。那他这个应该这种应该怎么解释啊？你是约珥书哪一章哪一节？约珥书二章二十八节。So
she said in the book of Joel, chapter 2. Verse 28. So she said,
And
it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Yeah.
She used this verse as if women just prophesy at home. They didn't prophesy in the church. How did they know that prophesy is right or wrong? So she said, only if you preach in the church that can prove you are right or wrong.
还有那个《使徒行传》的，还有一个，比如说腓力有四个女儿，他们也都是说预言。那你预言如果是在家里说，那人家会认为你这个是预言吗？《使徒行传》是哪几经文？《使徒行传》二十一章九节，就是他有四个女儿都是处女，是说预言的。
So she also said in Acts chapter 21, verse 9, said, now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. So she said that he had four daughters. How can they just prophesy at home? Not in the church.
Well, they... 我再插一个好吗？
啊，你说。
那我们以后在教会，我们女的都不能说话了吗？
不是说不能说话，
不能讲道。
在会众当中当着什么样去讲道？
但是他就说保持安静嘛， 在教会。
就是在讲道的时候，他们就是不准speak。
Linda got an additional question. She said, in the verse that said, keep silence. That means the ladies could not talk at the chapel at all. Because this is, says, you should keep silent. So that's just keep.
So I'll tell you the good news. The good news is that our time is gone. So I'll give you more answer next time.
所以呢，下次呢，给你更多的答案。你们把自己问题记下来，下个星期接着问。All
right, but the questions, seriously, the questions are very important.
所以这个问题呢，是非常的严肃的，也是非常重要。The
Bible does not teach that the women are to be ignorant.
所以呢，圣经呢，就是并没教导说妇女应该是无知的。
The Bible does not teach that the women are to be silent.
所以呢，圣经也并没有教导说妇女应该闭口不言。
The Bible does not teach that the women do not have more spiritual intelligence than many of the men.
所以圣经也并没有教导说，妇女呢，她比那个任何其他的那些男性的那个属灵的那个恩赐要少。
The Bible does teach that in the church, the men are to speak and the women are not to speak.
所以圣经教导的人是在教会里那个讲道的时候，就聚会的时候，男的来讲道，女的不讲。
How will the women know whether they're right or wrong if they don't speak in the church and let somebody else tell them that they're wrong?
所以呢，就是说呢，如果一个妇女呢，她怎么知道她是对的还是错的呢？除非呢，她在教会里讲道，然后别人告诉她她讲的错还是对呢
？The Spirit of God will teach them that they're wrong.
所以呢，神的圣灵会教导他们说他们是错的。
They don't need men to tell them they're wrong. The Spirit of God can teach them they're wrong this way, that way, or 25 other ways.
所以呢，他们不需要那个男性来告诉他们所做错的。那神的圣灵会用这种方式，会那种方式，或者以超过25种方式告诉他们他们是错的。
Philip had four daughters.
所以这个腓力呢有四个女儿。
And they prophesied. They were probably outstanding Sunday school teachers.
所以他们呢讲预言呢，他们可能是很杰出的主日学的老师。
They were at Caesarea.
他们在撒玛利亚，在凯撒利亚。
The Spirit of God decided that he had to tell Paul that if he went to Jerusalem, he would suffer and he would be imprisoned.
所以呢，神的圣灵告诉使徒保罗说，如果他去那个耶路撒冷，他会受苦，他会坐监。
And so they sent, the Spirit of God sent a prophet from Jerusalem, he sent Agabus to Caesarea to tell Paul that there was going to be problems in Jerusalem.
神的圣灵呢送派了一个先知叫 Agabus， 他来告诉使徒保罗说在那个耶路撒冷存在很大的问题。
The Spirit of God did not speak to Paul through the four daughters. He spoke to Paul through Agabus.
所以呢，神的圣灵呢，并没有通过那个腓力的四个女儿跟使徒保罗说，而是通过那个 Agabus 呢告诉保罗的。
Those are very quick answers. They're not complete answers. I apologize, but time says we should. We should call it for today. We will have time next time. Before we go into 1 Corinthians 15, more questions on 1 Corinthians 14.
这个呢，就是给你们一个简单的、很快的一个答案，并不是一个完整的答案。但是呢，时间说呢，我们的时间也到了呢，所以呢，下个星期呢，在我们学习《格林多前书》第十五章之前呢，会给大家足够的时间来问问题，所以你们有问题继续问。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that you're bold enough to address issues and settle them.
主啊，我们非常的感恩，就是说呢，您呢很直白的把这些问题告诉我们了，也告诉我们解决方案。
And the fact is, Lord, that much confusion.Much weakness, much harm has entered the church because people did not follow the instructions of 1 Corinthians 11, 12, 13, and 14.
所以主要这事实上呢是很多的那些软弱的很多那些问题啊，很多那些呢都渗透到教会里面的，就像是在哥林多前书第十一章、第十二章、第十三章、第十四章提到的。
And each of us would say, Lord, help me. I want to do it right.
所以我们中间每一个人都要说呢，主啊，帮助我去做正确的事。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'll just lead us. We pray next week that you'll give us the right questions, answers, and the right direction on these needy passages.
所以呢，主啊，就是呢，现在呢，求您呢，帮助我们，帮助我们呢，就是说呢，在下个星期呢，来的时候呢，给我们，也引导我们在下个星期给我们正确的问题和正确的答案，正确的方向。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
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 Okay, thank you. Sorry for running.
谢谢大家。